course.
Thank you.
podcast is on the island. Follow me here to tell that follow. Doesn't anybody want to catch me? Doesn't anybody want me? He says follow the wild dark sea and call them.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, independent and diverse campus community radio from Simon Fraser University.
Pre-produced at my parents' house in marvelous Mississauga, Ontario, City of Light, this is home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Hello, good evening, welcome. I'm John, your typical host, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing rock and electronic music. This is episode 102 of the program, and it is an all-original and research episode. I may be away, but it's business as usual here on the program as I satisfy my production schedule with the final new episode of the year. For this episode, I researched about a month of Earshot Distro, 4 months of the CJSF playlist, and over 2 months of the Earshot 50, CITR charts, and Pitchfork. There are three leftovers from episode 100 and no randoms. It is all new music on the show tonight. There are new releases from Vanishing Twin, Bar Italia, and Alien Nose Job, but for the most part, it's artists and bands appearing for the first time. Also, I do have a track from the new Partner album lined up, which I may or may not have time for. I must give credit to CJSF music director Connor Ashton, who has seemingly been a busy bee, uploading heaps of new releases to the CJSF playlist over these last few months. Normally I fly through the CJSF playlist, but this time it was quite the rabbit hole. I'm not complaining, I did pick up 16 albums or songs from there, 12 of which appear on tonight's show, and some really intriguing stuff to boot. As a result, I didn't even get around to Blaylocks or David Dean Burkhart, so that will be for January. Earshot Distro has 4 on here, and the Earshot 50 has 1. I think something's up at CITR. They have 3, but I've noticed they're not posting charts nearly as often. Maybe they've gotten wise to my trolling, but why would they even know the show exists, let alone care? And finally, Pitchfork rebounded with 6, which is encouraging. I would like to thank my parents for housing and feeding me while letting me sequester myself to research and produce this episode here in Toronto's western suburbs. While here, aside from eating, sleeping, and making radio, I've been going for walks these past few days. And I've got to say that although I really do appreciate street people dancing on ketamine, getting buzzed by electric scooters on the sidewalk, and unhinged wokeness, vive la différence. I can't help but think that one day I might pack up my East Van Dream and head out to Walnut Grove and get off my lawn, right? Anyway, the opening set started tonight with 2 Burkhart leftovers. They were Lewis Coleman from Ozzy and Juicer from Brooklyn. And then the set finished with another NYC band. It was Frog from their album Grog, and that was show winner. There is no accounting for my taste, except that this show basically is my taste. But if that one didn't move you, there are at least a couple dozen more songs coming up you'll probably like better, lucky listener. So enjoy the show.
Yeah.